Welcome to the Construction Tech Update. I'm your host, Spencer Powell. And in this podcast, we bring you the latest tech and innovation for the residential construction industry, all in under 20 minutes. Today, I have Josh Carter. Josh is the partner manager at Hatch, a messaging app for home improvement companies, and he works directly with other software companies to build integrations that help contractors drive revenue. Let's dive into the show. Hey, Josh, glad to have you here today.
Hey, Spencer. Yeah, great to be here.
I'm excited to dive into the tech, but I'm always curious, what were you doing before Hatch?
Yeah, so before Hatch, I was working at a company that provided web analytics for big e-commerce sites. And so I spent a few years there, definitely different industry, different clientele. It was just totally big shift for me. But now being in the industry for coming up on 2 years, I don't regret it at all. Great people and great tech too. And I'm excited to be part of this culture and working with the great folks like you guys at Builder Funnel and other, you know, partners in the space. So thanks for having me on.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So how did you like make that leap over to Hatch and what you guys are up to over there?
Yeah. So I guess my thing was I wanted to work for a company that was servicing companies that were more companies, essentially. We were, the last company was in the enterprise space. So it was less of a volume kind of relationship from a marketing perspective. And now, you know, working with, you know, smaller businesses, you know, I'm definitely able to test and do more fun stuff from a marketing angle in terms of like testing and figure out what sticks. And then also just helping local businesses. I've got a lot of, you know, a big passion for, you know, helping out small local businesses and helping them grow, you know, whether that be from like 1 million to 5 million or 5 million to 10 million. And it's great to see the results that they're seeing, you know, using our app. A lot of exciting stuff happening here at Hatch. We're hiring a lot of engineers and folks to help on the product side, helping us scale our application. We're about to roll out a mobile app and that's coming out very soon. So we're really excited about that. For those of you guys who aren't familiar, we're a messaging app for home improvement companies. So essentially we combine text, email and voicemail as well as phone in one inbox. So you can manage all your communications throughout your entire sales process. So it's a pretty cool app and we're really disrupting the space because there's really nothing like us in the industry. And the results are tremendous. Folks are seeing huge increases in close rate by doing rehash and that follow-up after the appointment with us, as well as on the speed to lead side. When a lead first comes in, we can instantly text, email, leave a voicemail. So folks are setting 10% more appointments just by instantly engaging. So excited to see the results and excited to work in such an industry with great people.
Yeah. Yeah. That's super cool. And I mean, it's definitely needed, you know, especially right now, everybody's super busy, you know, like the volume of leads inbound and coming to companies right now is overwhelming. So maybe walk us through a couple of the like ways you guys are solving some of these problems. You mentioned, you know, the speed to lead, like what's something you guys are doing there that takes the load off of somebody as an individual, you know, in a sales role or, you know, follow-up role?
For sure. Yeah. A lot of times what I see happen is there's like one office person or maybe even a call center for larger companies that are handling the leads that are coming in. And the volume's pretty huge, especially if you're buying leads, whether you're doing like a Facebook or HomeAdvisor or Angie or Modernize, you name it, there's a large volume of leads coming in and they're coming in different ways. Like some leads are coming in like inbound through the phone. Some leads might be coming to one email address. Some leads might be coming into like an online portal where you log in and see your leads. So they're all coming to different sources and it requires a manual follow-up to actually go after them and set the appointment. And what's crazy is there's a lot of studies that came out recently that said that if you don't get to a lead in less than 5 minutes, your likelihood of actually closing the deal decreases by some magnitude. It was like 20, you're like 21 times less likely to close a deal if you get to the lead after 5 minutes. So
unreal. Yeah.
It's unreal. Yeah. And to me, it's like, it's a no brainer to get to leads fast. But when you jump in and work with these companies and see how they're going after these new leads that are coming in, there's really not a solid, rigid process to go after them. And so what we do is we connect up to all the lead sources, the website forms, all the, you know, lead aggregators in the space, like the home advisors of the world. And as soon as that lead comes in and the lead hits submit, we send a personalized text, email, and voicemail to that lead designed to get somebody to respond. And a lot of times folks are just following up over phone. And I hear all day, like, connect rates are super low. Connect rates are super low. I can't get the lead on the phone. Well, that's because most people don't pick up the phone to an unknown number, even if they just requested information on their website and they might be looking for a call to come in. They're still not picking up the phone. And that, the data shows that too, Spencer. It's nuts.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. I mean, as you're saying that, I'm going, yeah, I feel like I've had a couple experiences like that myself in the last week where I filled out a form and then I get a call immediately. I know who that is, but I still don't want to pick it up. You know, I'm like, just text me and we'll set up a time, you know, and it's like, then I can put it on my calendar, you know.
Exactly. It's a shift that companies I need to make, and because the text first approach is super effective. So, you know, whether you use a tool like Hatch or not, I encourage folks to start incorporating texting into their business, because texting gets like a 98% open rate. And then, you know, 95% of texts are opened and read in the first 5 minutes. So you're going to get in front of those leads and hopefully beat your competitors to them if you can instantly text, email, and leave a voicemail, because you're letting them decide how they want to reach out. And that's what I love about what we do here at Hatch, is like, we're not just like an SMS tool. We're helping folks incorporate different forms of communication. So we're also doing email and voicemail drops, where essentially you can leave a voicemail in your lead's inbox and they'll see that it's a missed call on their phone, check out the voicemail, and they'll hear your voice that says, hey, thanks for requesting information on our website. We'd love to get you set up for an appointment. And from that same number is a text message that says, hey, when's a good time for us to chat? So you're going after them from different angles, and it helps folks understand how the prospect wants to be communicated with, A, and B, helps them set more appointments in the process, because they're going to see that type of response as like white glove treatment for them. And they're going to, you know, start to see your brand as that reputable, you know, trustworthy brand that they want to do business with and have them, you know, redo their bathroom or kitchen.
Yeah. Yeah. And I like the kind of the multi-channel approach, and not just because you're hitting them from different angles, but really to your point, it's like they can respond how they prefer to respond, whether that be text or voicemail or email or whatever it is. You mentioned, you know, follow up and kind of rehash, like what are you guys doing there?
Yeah. And that's actually the genesis of our business. We're basically manually rehashing leads from it was like a local window dealer here in Richmond. And we started a consulting company where we were just jumping on the phone, jumping on our iPhones and texting all these leads that were quoted that didn't buy from this window dealer. And we were like, oh my gosh, like we could create a product that combines all these things together and automates that rehash process instead of doing this manually. And so the results were so huge from a you know, revenue perspective. I think they got like 400K in additional sales in the first months of the program, but that we decided to productize it. So our founders, Chris and Bill, built a product around that, and that's Hatch. And so what we do is we connect up to your CRM, and we connect up with all the major players in the space, HubSpot, MarketSharp, Improvement 360, all those CRMs that you guys are using, listeners are using. We connect up to that. So when you mark a lead or an appointment as, you know, not sold, or however you want to disposition the appointment to indicate that there needs to be some sort of follow-up, we can automate the sales rep follow-up, you know, and say, hey, you know, was looking at your quote, you know, any reason to not move forward? Or, hey, how did our rep do at the appointment yesterday? You know, so we can create this personalized follow-up based upon how you disposition the lead. And doing that is helping folks capture an additional 7 to 10% in revenue of leads that they, you know, just let fall by the wayside. Because let's face it, like, sales reps are lazy. They want to hop from appointment to appointment. They're busy right now. Like, they don't have time to do follow-up. So if you can programmatically and automatically follow up with those leads, and all you need to do from the Hatch perspective is just jump in when a lead responds, because you'll get an alert on your phone that says, hey, you know, you just got a response to your rehash campaign, jump in and respond to the leads. So as soon as somebody responds, you get an alert, you jump into the conversation, and you can have that authentic conversation directly in Hatch and text that homeowner back and forth.
Yeah. Yeah. I love it. I mean, yeah. Follow-up is, it's always the thing that falls to the bottom of the list, like, of priorities for a salesperson. So anything you can do to automate it. And those numbers are huge, you know, 7 to 10% of revenue just from leads that, like, you've already probably paid for those leads in some, you know, form or fashion. You've spent time with them in the sales process. Like, that's huge, you know, to get that revenue recaptured.
And whether you're a marketing person, it's like, or a salesperson, everybody benefits, because your marketing costs decrease. So the marketing people are super excited, because they can now you know, invest more in the channels that work and they can, you know, have a lower marketing cost and it's fantastic. And from the sales perspective, you're seeing your close rates drop, reps are increased, reps are happy. It's tremendous. So yeah, it's a great program. And the companies that use it, which is a majority of our customers use our Rehash program, are seeing huge results. And another benefit to the Rehash side of things is the ability to actually rehash leads that are from like a year or 2 years ago, to follow up with leads that may have canceled an appointment 2 years ago, and you can re-engage them and sort of what I call breathe life into those leads and re-engage them and see if you can reset that appointment. So there's a lot of different applications to it.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, I'm always curious, you know, in the software world, there's always something on the horizon. What's the future look like for you guys? Like, is there anything on the product roadmap that you're excited about?
Yeah, so that mobile app is going to be huge because people are going to be able to be on the go, more on the go than they are right now using Hatch. And so we're excited about that. We're also working on more integrations with big lead aggregators in the space. So more and more are popping up, companies that provide leads for contractors. And so we're improving that on the integration side. We're also working on some really cool integrations with some measurement type companies. I'm not going to say any names, but we've got some really exciting things coming out. And so we're really excited on that piece of it, as well as really just improving the entire sales process. So improving our integrations with the CRMs to make it super, super seamless for you guys to improve and automate those communications throughout that entire sales process.
Yeah, very cool. Couple questions to wrap up. One, if people want to check you guys out or, you know, do a demo or see if it's a good fit, like what's the best way to connect or, you know, get connected with somebody to talk about that?
You guys can go to usehatchapp.com, usehatchapp.com. And you can request a demo directly on our website at the top right. Just click that button and see it live. And we're happy to show you guys around and see if we might be a fit.
Cool. Yeah, and final question to wrap, any just parting words of wisdom or final thoughts for audience people listening?
Whether you're using a tool like Hatch, I encourage you guys to start incorporating texting in your business. Super critical. And then make sure somebody's assigned to follow up. Don't let that follow up fall to the wayside. So obviously, I'm going to encourage you guys to programmatically, you know, automatically follow up with leads using Hatch. But if you're not doing that, at least assign somebody and make that part of their day-to-day, because you're going to find that there's a lot of meat on the bone that you're not capturing from a revenue perspective and a rehash perspective. So encourage you guys to implement a process to do that in your business.
Yeah. Well said. As you were saying that, I was just thinking about just raw numbers. Like if you're doing 2 million and you can recapture, you know, 10%, you know, that's 200 grand, you know, like it's well worth having somebody work in that system in the follow-up. So I think that's good final words of wisdom there. Well, Josh, thanks so much for spending some time with me today.
You bet, Spencer. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for listening to the Construction Tech Update. Go check out usehatchapp.com and we will see you next time.